This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Donald Trump Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he employed thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his re-election loss, prompting a mob demonstration that left five people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term as the U.S. leader. The House vote branded Trump with a singular distinction, making him the first president in the country's history to be impeached twice. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case, and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a trial could begin this week or next. The mayor of Washington, D.C., said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Biden's January 20th inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to the inauguration on Wednesday, the city's mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple. The Federal Aviation Administration has now zero tolerance policy as supporters of President Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. The FAA chief said under the new order he signed, they will no longer adjudicate certain cases. We're going straight to enforcement. Via remote, this is VOA News.